You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Doesn't believe in Donald Trump's immigration plan, but rather that current laws simply need to be applied.
For 30 years, these folks in Congress, previous presidents, haven't enforced the law. And maybe I come at this from a really direct point of view, but what I believe is you're elected to enforce the law.
The New Jersey governor tells Fox News that the border needs to be secured, but many laws to enforce immigration are already in place. Christie adds that there's no way Trump's idea to deport all illegal immigrants would work because of a lack of law enforcement. Christie also says there's no need for more policy and bigger government because the one in place now is already too large.
Make sure that we're securing the border in the first place. What we need to do is to make sure we is secure that people come over here with visas, don't overstay the visas. We have laws in place now to handle the overwhelming majority of the stuff, but what people are really angry about is the government doesn't do their job.
Amazon is delivering alcohol through its Prime Now service. Amazon announced yesterday that delivery of beer, wine, and spirits is available to people signed up for the $99 a year Prime Now membership. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow. A Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool.
Yeah,
talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
After staging a rally following yesterday's steep decline, Wall Street tanked in the final hour of trading.
Early in the day, it looked like the stock market was set to recover from Black Monday when China cut interest rates overnight and the Dow Jones was up over 300 points. But in the final hour of trading, the bottom fell out and the market closed 200 points down. Investors say there's no need to panic.
I think that this is a normal and healthy correction that goes on in the market. I watch it very closely.
But others are wondering if there's another shoe to drop from China.
It's like a gamble. You gamble with it. Basically, you put your money in it, you hope and hope and hope that it goes up, and the next thing you know, it crashes.
Interest rates and the price of oil are also on investors' minds. Terry Sheridan, New York.
A new forecast says the federal deficit should hit $426 billion this year.
The federal budget deficit for the fiscal year 2015 will be smaller than we projected in March and will decline as a share of gross domestic product relative to last year's.
Congressional Budget Office Director Keith Hall says that would be the lowest deficit of the Obama presidency. Hall predicted moderate economic growth but warned that growth will be restrained by, quote, slack in the labor market. Congress will have to act to raise the national debt ceiling by mid-November or early December. We make getting your headlines easy. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And good afternoon, and welcome to the afternoon edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. today we're going to take a look at what your design dilemmas are, what you're out there working on, what your projects are, what you're doing with your kitchens and your bathrooms and your bedrooms, and what you're doing to make your gardens more beautiful. And you're going to ask me any kind of questions that you want in the next hour. It's now 2:07. We're going to be on the air until 2:58. And why don't we go ahead and start with the weather today, which looks quite beautiful, actually. According to the National Weather Service, it says that this afternoon it will be sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 55. On Thursday, we're looking for sunny skies again with a high of 82 degrees. On Thursday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 54. On Friday, sunny 3 days in a row, sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 60. And then on Saturday, it's mostly sunny with a high of 85. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 87. So it looks like we're going to have a beautiful run of weather, which is a terrific thing. For those who are listening to me for the first time, my name is Richard Scuderi. My company is called Maven Hill Designs. I've been in business now for 18 years, doing all sorts of renovations, from simple color consultation and painting to putting on additions of homes. I do a lot of kitchen and baths and everything in between, carpeting, hardwood floors, furniture, everything for your home and or business. And I also do some staging for realtors to get their properties ready for sale. I do have a location right here in New Jersey, in Flemington, New Jersey. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, about a 2,500 square foot showroom. I do share my space with John McLean from Rugs to Riches. So we have everything you would need, from area rugs to broadloom carpeting to hardwood floors, furniture, accessories, interesting gifts, candles, and great decorating ideas. So feel free to stop in the store. Again, we're in the former Lenox location, 1 U.S. Highway 1 in Flemington, New Jersey, 908-884-0770. Okay, well, the phone lines are open if you'd like to listen, if you'd like to call in and listen to me here and maybe ask me a question about design and what's going on. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me, the number for texting is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, I get tons of emails. I think a lot of shy people are just going via email. You can email me at CajunMaven@AOL.com. That's CajunMavin@AOL.com. Okay, I got a lot of information here. People texted me all week long. I got emails. And I got a lot from Facebook this week. So we'll go ahead and start with the first design dilemma. And this comes to me from Lauren L., and she's in Reddington, New Jersey. And the first question is, what is the new look for kitchen cabinets? Well, that's very relevant. If you had listened to my morning show today, we had on New York interior designer and kitchen designer Cesar Duenas, and he talked a lot about cabinets and kitchens and some of the things that would make us better and make better choices. But some of the looks that I'm seeing for cabinets, and cabinets seem to be in a phase right now, if you will. I'm seeing a couple things in general. Number one is, years ago, the look was you'd have a shorter cabinet, and then you would have an enclosed soffit above it. And then the soffit was usually ductwork. What could be moved somewhere else, but the ductwork was there. And then you had that soffit between the top of the cabinet and then where the ceiling began. Then I guess probably in the late 80s, early 90s, the look was to have the soffit be open. The HVAC, the ductwork was relocated into the ceiling or further into the wall. And you had cabinets end, and then above cabinets you'd have a void of space between the top of the cabinet and then where the ceiling began. And people would put decorative items there and decorate. Now the look is that we go with a 42-inch cabinet. So if you can do it, 42-inch cabinets are better. And the cabinet goes to the ceiling. And there's a couple of ways they can do that. One is they do a regular cabinet, and then they do a second small decorative cabinet. Often they have lights in them, and that's for display because it's high up. Or they carry the taller cabinet up and they put some sort of a filler and a molding in. So the new look in cabinets is certainly a taller cabinet, a 42-inch cabinet that goes to the ceiling. There's not a closed soffit or an open soffit. Cabinet goes all the way up to the ceiling. The second thing I'd probably say is that pretty much all the kitchen jobs I do now have under-counter lighting. Often the lighting now is LED. It's able to be dimmed, and it's used for two purposes. One, it is task lighting. So if you're cutting an onion or marinating something, or you need task lighting specifically in the counter, you can go to that area of the counter and you have specific light other than just the general light that's in the ceiling or pendants if you have them. The second thing is it creates a beautiful background ambient light when you're entertaining. If you have your light, your under counter lighting on a dimmer, you can set it to a beautiful setting. And then if you're sitting in the kitchen looking at the table, looking out at the functional part of the kitchen, it really does look quite lovely, and it's a nice evening light. So that's another thing I see in cabinets. Third of all, we've been seeing a very strong continued trend in white cabinets. White cabinets, white good painted cabinets, not the melamine cabinets of the early 90s, but a real nice wood cabinet painted white is what we're seeing the most of. I get more requests for white cabinets and white kitchens now than ever. The only other color that I'm starting to see as a secondary color is gray. If I'm not doing a white cabinet, I'm doing a gray cabinet. So that's sort of a strong trend. As far as hardware is concerned, I'm seeing a continuation of brushed nickel as a surface. I'm also starting to see iron, and I'm starting to see shinier surfaces. I'm starting to see shiny surfaces for cabinets as well for the hardware. Hardware is pretty much streamlined now. I think that's another thing we're seeing with hardware. Cabinet doors now, we're seeing a very simple profile. Shaker continues to be the style that I'm seeing most often when people are looking to order cabinets with me. A white classic shaker style door with nickel hardware seems to be the most popular. 42-inch under counter lighting where there's a reveal so you can see, you know, so that the lighting is covered. You don't see the lighting. There's a bottom piece so that the LED lighting is hidden in the space. I'm also seeing where people are doing the island. Islands are very popular, no matter what size kitchen, whether it be a condo or a mansion. Everybody wants a center island. And I'm seeing the islands typically done in a different color. I'm seeing a lot of white perimeter cabinets with black center islands, white with gray center islands. I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm also seeing where they're taking the bottom cabinets and making the bottom cabinets a different color than the top cabinets. So people will have the top cabinets be white and the bottom cabinets will be gray. Or the top cabinets will be white and the bottom cabinets will be black. Or blue. I've even seen blue or blue-gray, those tones. So I'm seeing a lot of that as far as cabinets are concerned. Definitely streamlined, definitely simple, classic hardware. I'm not seeing rope molding. I'm not seeing carving. I'm seeing very straight lines. So those are some of the things that I've come across as far as kitchen cabinets are concerned. Now, we've already come up to our first set of commercials, so we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. If you're just tuning into our program now, my name is Richard Scuderi. We started the second show, the second hour on Wednesdays, I guess a couple of months ago. We want it to be more interactive. We're trying to contact you, go out to the public and see what you're working on. What are the projects that interest you? I often go to, on a daily basis, to Twitter. I go to Facebook. I go to social media and I put my information out there from my company, Maven Hill Designs, and I get questions back all the time on your projects, on what you're working on. I also get emails throughout the day on questions on what people should be doing with their homes. And, of course, our phone lines are open if you'd like to call me here in studio. We are live. It's now 2:18. We're here to 2:58. And you can reach me here in studio at live at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Again, if you'd like to visit me, I'm conveniently located in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle. I'm in the former Lennox building. We have about a 2,500 square foot space with everything from furniture and accessories to wonderful area rugs and hardwood floors, all things related to your home. And the phone number there is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Another thing that I do is quite a bit of speaking these days. I go to women's clubs and religious clubs, and a lot of these 55 and over clubs will have me in, and we do a session called Stump the Designer, where people will bring their design questions, they'll bring me pictures, and then I will take those pictures and answer them in a group, and it's kind of a fun project or a thing, an activity to have if you have a social group. And you can contact me at 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050 for that, and leave your information and we will get back to you with dates and availability. Okay, my next question comes to me, this came from social media actually, and this is from Lisa G, and she's in Edison, New Jersey. And she asked me, she just purchased a new home, well, a resale home, but it was new to her. And she asked, can I paint over existing wallpaper? It says here that my house is full of wallpaper. And I started taking it down and it's been a nightmare. Is it possible to paint over wallpaper? Well, the answer to that question is yes, you can paint over wallpaper. It is not an ideal situation. It is not recommended in all situations. But there have been, I have through my 18 years in the business, have had situation where wallpaper has been so poorly applied that we couldn't get the wallpaper off. And in that case, we used some sort of a bonding primer and we painted over it pretty successfully. This goes back to the thing that I say to people about wallpaper. When you have new construction in particular and you're going to wallpaper fresh walls with fresh sheetrock, you cannot just put wallpaper paste on and paper it, because when that paper comes off, so will the sheetrock paper and so will the sheetrock, and it will be a disaster. When you're wallpapering, you need to prime the walls with a wallpaper primer so that you're preparing the walls for the paper. You need to prime, not primer with paint, wallpaper primer, which is a very different product. If you go to your paint store, ironically, you'll ask for a wallpaper primer and they'll recommend a primer that's right for you. You'll prep the walls by priming them first. You'll let them dry overnight. And the next day, then you'll go ahead and apply the paper with the adhesive and you should be good to go. The wallpaper will stick well. You won't see seams separating. And then years later, if you want to take the wallpaper down, it will come down relatively easy. If you haven't done that, or you're inheriting somebody else's home or purchasing somebody else's resale home and they haven't done that, When you go to take off the wallpaper, it's a nightmare. It comes off in little shreds, and so does the sheetrock. And often you'll need to re-rock that space in order to have a fresh surface so you can get new wallpaper up or switch to paint. You're going to need a perfect surface to do that. So in certain cases, and I wouldn't do it if you have every room that way, I wouldn't go over wallpaper in every room, but maybe in certain rooms to save on labor and costs, you can use a bonding primer called Styx. That's one that I've used before. That goes on, you paint that over the paper, Styx, and let that dry. I recommend at least one day to let the bonding primer dry, and then you can go over that with your paint, and you should be good to go. It'll give it a chance to give you a new surface, a fresh surface over that, a smoothness that you can paint, and that will work out very well. Believe it or not, you can also, if you use the bonding primer Styx, you can actually wallpaper over wallpaper, which I've seen done before, and I didn't think it would work, but it does work. It's not optimum. I'm not recommending that you do that, but sometimes you have to pick and choose what you can do based upon your time, your needs, and financial reasons. So that is possible. I highly recommend that Styx. It's called Styx primer or bonding agent. You can get that at any paint store. Okay, my next question comes to me from Mark V, and he's in Glen Gardner, New Jersey. And Mark asked me, what are the best paint colors to sell a house? Very good question. This has specifically been a question that's come up a lot. I do I work for a number of realtors, and I do staging for them to turn around their houses quickly. And for those of you that don't know exactly what staging is, that is bringing in an interior designer to take the rooms of a house, whether it be empty or people's existing furniture, and make it look the best it can. Get rid of clutter, change out drapes, get rid of too many accessories, bring in new accessories, paint the walls out, make the house look as wonderful as it can to get the house sold. Make it to appear more as a model than as somebody else's home. And staging is becoming a bigger and bigger business, and more people are looking to stage their houses than ever. I do about 30% of my work lately happens to be staging. I have three realtors in particular that use me on every project. Sometimes it's just giving advice and moving furniture around, but a lot of times it's even me. I have a furniture rental company I work with renting furniture if the place is empty, bringing in artwork, and even doing some small construction projects to make the house sell, depending upon the price point. But with that, I have a palette, believe it or not, for staging. And there are certain colors that I like and use, and you might want to take a pad and pencil and write these down. There are certain colors that I like to use when I stage. They're pure colors. That is, they don't have hints of other colors going on. They're relatively neutral in palette, but they're beautiful colors, and they pair very well together in succession. If you ever walked into a house where all the walls, all the trim, everything was painted antique white or linen white, it really looks terrible. It looks terrible on film when you put the pictures up online, and it just looks terrible. It doesn't represent the architecture of a space. So when I'm painting for, Mark, when I'm painting for to sell a house for staging, some of the things I like to do is, number one, I like to paint all the ceilings white with ceiling white paint. Ceiling white paint is a flat paint formulated just for ceilings. It will hide shadows and irregular bumps, if you will, divots in the ceiling, so they look smooth and even. And then I paint all my trim and doors white semi-gloss. And I like to do that because the little bit of sheen on the trim, it, you know, separates it from the wall color. It gives contrast. It gives brightness to a space, and it really makes it look fresh. And then for the walls, I like to use a matte finish, something that has more of a flat appearance. Not flat, but more of a flat appearance and washable. So if you're using Benjamin Moore, they have a Regal matte finish, which I always recommend for walls. It's very rich looking, but there's a contrast between the wall tone and then the sheen of the trim and the ceiling. So that's the optimal levels of sheen in order to stage a house for selling. And then some of the colors that I like to use For transitional spaces and hallways, there's a Benjamin Moore color called Powell Buff, which is sort of a true neutral tan. It's not too butterscotch, it's not too yellow, it's not too brown, and it translates well to a lot of different colors. If I'm going to do a kitchen or sometimes a family room or a sunroom, there's a sage I like to use called green, called Saybrook Sage, which is a very safe, neutral, mid-tone sage color. Again, it's very much a neutral. If I'm going to use gray, I do a lot of gray now because gray is very popular and it's a neutral. But you have to be very careful when you're painting out gray because gray can pick up a lot of other colors. You can have green grays, you can have brown grays, or you can have blue grays. And they certainly can affect the way everything else looks in the room. So I like to use a Benjamin Moore gray called Stonington Gray. It's a very good neutral gray tone that you might want to consider. If you're going to go with a taupe or a tan, there's a color called Benjamin Moore's Shaker Beige. I believe that's HC45. That's another taupe that I like with white trim, and that works well in space in those spaces. So if you go with that to begin with, I've given you some valid, very good advice here to stage your house, or just if you're looking to do colors, which can be very difficult. Those are my sure-fit colors. I can put in those colors any house I work in. They always work very well. So I hope that works out well for you. Okay, we're just about to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Univision anchor George Ramos is giving his side of the story after he was kicked out of Donald Trump's press conference in Iowa yesterday.
I said, I have a question on immigration. He didn't say anything. I stood up. I started my question. He didn't like my question.
Ramos tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump signaled for the security guard after he started asking his question. He was physically removed, though he was eventually allowed to return. The National Association of Hispanic Journalists is blasting Trump for having Ramos kicked out of the event. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, U.S. futures are pointing higher. Worldwide markets were mixed today, with Japan's Nikkei gaining more than 570 points and the Shanghai Composite Index closing down 1.3%. Nearly 57 million people in the U.S. and Canada play fantasy football, and it's costing employers. Fantasy football players spend an average of 1 hour managing their team each week, and most are doing it on the job. That costs job providers an estimated $16 billion in lost wages, according to consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more with 24-month special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chris Christie doesn't believe in Donald Trump's immigration plan, but rather that current laws simply need to be applied.
For 30 years, these folks in Congress, previous presidents, haven't enforced the law. And maybe I come at this from a really direct point of view, but what I believe is you're elected to enforce the law.
The New Jersey governor tells Fox News that the border needs to be secured, but many laws to enforce immigration are already in place. Christie adds that there's no way Trump's idea to deport all illegal immigrants would work because of a lack of law enforcement. Christie also says there's no need for more policy and bigger government because the one in place now is already too large.
Make sure that we're securing the border in the first place. What we need to do is to make sure we secure that people come over here with visas, don't overstay the visas. We have laws in place now to handle the overall majority of the stuff. But what people are really angry about is the government doesn't do their job.
Amazon is delivering alcohol through its Prime Now service. Amazon announced yesterday that delivery of beer, wine, and spirits is available to people signed up for the $99 a year Prime Now membership. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow. a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool.
Yeah,
talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
After staging a rally following yesterday's steep decline, Wall Street tanked in the final hour of trading.
Early in the day, it looked like the stock market was set to recover from Black Monday when China cut interest rates overnight and the Dow Jones was up over 300 points. But in the final hour of trading, the bottom fell out and the market closed 200 points down. Investors say there's no need to panic.
I think that this is a normal and healthy correction that goes on in the market. I watch it very closely.
But others are wondering if there's another shoe to drop from China.
It's like a gamble. You gamble with it. Basically, you put your money in it. You hope that it goes up. And the next thing you know, it crashes.
Interest rates and the price of oil are also on investors' minds. Terry Sheridan, New York.
A new forecast says the federal deficit should hit $426 billion this year.
The federal budget deficit for the fiscal year 2015 will be smaller than we projected in March and will decline as a share of gross domestic product relative to last year's.
Congressional Budget Office Director Keith Hall says that would be the lowest deficit of the Obama presidency. Hall predicted moderate economic growth but warned that growth will be restrained by, quote, slack in the labor market. Congress will have to act to raise the national debt ceiling by mid-November or early December. We make getting your headlines easy. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas, and we're talking about what's out there, what's going on. You're sending me all your questions. I've gotten some text while we're on the air here, which I'm going to read, probably more than I can even read in the hour that we are here. It's now 2:33 in the afternoon. If you'd like to reach me live with any of your design questions, the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, my next question comes to me from Gary R., and he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. This is also a very good question. Gary asked me, are people still flipping houses? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. To the degree that they were flipping houses before 2008, course not. They're really not. But I'm starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, which is kind of ironic with the way the stock market has been going the past couple of days. But you can't take that too seriously. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. You have to live your life and do your business. I tell people all the time. I'm starting to see flipping again, which is kind of a nice sign that things are moving forward. Not big flips. A lot of times first-time buyer type houses. But I have done some recently, some painting, some finishing work, some trim to flip some houses in the area. Actually, two of them were in Bridgewater. You have a good area. There are always opportunities when people are looking to get out. Maybe they've gotten in very early on and they have a lot of equity in their houses and you can get the house at a good price, but it needs work. And the trade-off is you put the work in and you have the money to do that, then you can make some great money doing that. There's a couple of shows out there. One's called, I think, Flip or Flop, if you've seen that, and one is called Flipping Out, which they're not doing too many flips lately, but they're starting to again. So I do see a re-emergence of the flippers out there, and that's sort of a sign that things are getting better with the economy. So I've worked on some flips recently. I've been asked to do some work in flips, so I hope that continues to happen. It's good for the economy. It's good for all of us. The next question I have comes to me from Gina L., and she's in Bedminster, New Jersey. And she writes me, I want a new master bath. Any suggestions on what would look good in a small space? Well, this came to me as an email. I don't have a picture attached, so I don't know what exactly the space looks like. But I will say a couple things about a master bath. One of the things you want to think about in a master bath is always resale value. And if you have the space, I would always suggest, even if you have to change the layout, try to get two sinks in the space. If you can get two sinks in the space, it's very good for resale. Most people, when they go into a home, they want to see two things. They want to see a master bath, first of all, that's attached, that's separate and private. But they want to see definitely two sinks in a space. So that's something that's very important. If you can do that, I would recommend that. And regardless of what your style is, I like white for my fixtures. I love a nice white toilet. I do like the brand Kohler. I like the Memoirs. There's a couple of different brands of styles of toilets that they have that I like. I do like undermount sinks. I'm not a big fan of those sort of salad bowl over the top sinks. I like undermount white sinks. Lately, I seem to like the square shape for sinks. I do like to do a stone surface if you can afford it in a master bath, some granite, marble, things of that nature. I'm not a big fan of marble in kitchens, but in bathrooms, I think it's quite fine. So a little Carrara or Calcutta stone would be beautiful with nice square undermount sinks. I do like furniture-looking vanities. That's always a nice thing to do. Sometimes they have little feet on the bottom. They could either be white or they could be a nice dark cherry stain. That's something that always looks nice. I will say this. There are so many new surfaces out there. I was taking someone shopping yesterday to do her bathrooms, and she needs to do two bathrooms. I have never seen more choices for flooring. I hate to even make suggestions. We had picked a 1920 sort of hex tile in a Carrera for a smaller master bath. Really beautiful, very appropriate to the age of the house, which was in the 20s. But I also like basket weave on the floor. I like sometimes to do bigger tiles on the floor, depending upon what you're going to do. Shower pans are pretty important. I think it's nice to have a nice shower pan, and I'm seeing all sorts of different materials in your shower pan. Typically, the shower pan tile is different than the surround of the shower. So you could do a different or coordinating tile with your floor tile. And then I always like, regardless of what you do, I always like clean, crisp, white subway tile in the surround of a bathroom. So I always think that's a nice thing. And then I like the ceiling in the shower also to be tiled. And I like to do some sort of an inlay or something interesting in the ceiling to make it visually attractive. I'm still sticking with silver finishes at this point. I try to stay away from oil rub bronze and brass because I think they're too taste specific, and the silver finishes kind of read as neutral. So that's another thing that I like for master baths. And also a frameless shower enclosure. And it doesn't say here whether you have a tub or a shower, but if you don't have a tub in your space, I would suggest doing a shower-tub combination. Tub is also something that's very good for resale. I know that I have several tubs in my house. I'm not a person that bathes. I like a shower. But I know for resale, they're important. So I would say if you don't have a tub in that space, a shower-tub, tub combination would be quite nice. And then I would finish that off with a frameless shower enclosure. So if you kept it nice and white, you kept white fixtures, you did a beautiful paint color on the walls, you were able to do two sinks, you would do a furniture style vanity, and you would surround the shower with a nice crisp white subway tile, I think you'd be really up and running. The other thing I could add is it's kind of nice now. They used to do just a sheet mirror across the bathroom. Now they're doing framed individual mirrors under each sink. So I would suggest that each sink above it have its own tiered light on each side, and then have its own framed mirror under it. And I think you'll have a really beautiful master bath. Okay, my next question was a text, and this comes to me from Larry F., and he's in Chester, New Jersey. And he asks me, I want to knock out a small bedroom to give my wife a bigger closet. Would this devalue my house? Well, that's actually a very good question, and I'm a little bit torn about this question, but I'll go with my instincts on this. My thought is that if you're advertising a house for sale, people look in two categories. People look by price primarily, and they'll pull up listings based upon price. But the next criteria is number of bedrooms and the number of bathrooms. So if you have a four-bedroom colonial and you're now turning it into a three-bedroom colonial, that's not good for resale. And often you may lose buyers who have two children and want to put them in separate rooms and have a guest room or an office. So I'm not a big fan of giving up bedroom spaces, even if they're small spaces. I think if you have a four-bedroom house, you could always turn that fourth bedroom into sort of a multi-purpose room. including using it for storage and setting it up that way. I probably would not knock out a bedroom and have less bedrooms in a house for resale value. I think there's a way to do storage in that other bedroom without separating the walls. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. Okay. I'm sure your wife's not going to be happy with that, Larry. Sorry. My next question comes to me from Adam R., and he's in New Brunswick. And Adam asked me, can I paint over aluminum siding? I think paint is the magic. I always say paint is magic. Paint can make anything something else. It can recondition and change any surface. And the answer to the question is yes. Just as you can paint vinyl siding, believe it or not, with new formulations of paint, you can paint aluminum siding. You don't see aluminum siding anymore, but typically over time, aluminum siding is aluminum. And what happens with aluminum and water, it rusts and it becomes unattractive. So there are special paint formulations for aluminum siding. And you can do it in an updated color, change out your shutters and maybe your front door, and really reinvent an older home. So I would suggest that if the aluminum siding has gotten very run down, that you would go ahead and paint it. Okay, we're just about at a quarter of the hour. We're going to take some more commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We are back with more Modern Design. It's now 2:45, and our phone lines are still open for about another 10 minutes or so. If you want to reach me here in studio and ask me any questions about design and projects you're working on, the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me, you can do so at 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, my email address is cajunmaven@aol.com. That's cajunmavin@aol.com. If you're just tuning into our show for the first time, we do pull from all sources, our live phone lines. We pull from text, emails, and we go to social media. I get questions quite a bit from Facebook and from Twitter. And then we read those live on the air and talk about what's going on in our community, what projects we're working on, and how we can give you the best solutions for your home. So, okay, let's go and take a look at another one. And this one also comes from social media. This comes from Northern New Jersey. And this is Brenda K., and she's in Maplewood, New Jersey. And Brenda asks me, where can I buy furniture of good quality at an affordable price? Well, don't we all want to know the answer to that question? And what I've heard from many of you is that in New Jersey in particular,
But probably even around the country, that a lot of the furniture stores, the big chain furniture stores, have disappeared, that there are a lot less furniture stores. I even find that myself. Certainly, I can purchase things online and have my own accounts, but often if I'm taking clients shopping for upholstered furniture, I don't do that. I take them shopping because I think it's very important when you're buying a piece of upholstered furniture that it fit your body. And there are not standard size frames to sofas or chairs, and they vary as much as clothes vary. I mean, you can try on a shirt and it fits you well, and then you can try on from the same manufacturer another shirt and it just doesn't fit at all. That's the way it is with sofas. There's that consistency with upholstered furniture and frames. So I think it's very important that you do go furniture shopping. And some of the stores that I've had good success with in our area, number one is Bassett Furniture. They're around the state. I do recommend them a lot. You should go see Bassett. The closest location is on Route 22 in the westbound lane in Greenbrook, New Jersey. And they have a good selection of transitional furniture. I think they have some traditional, some contemporary, but mostly transitional furniture. What I like about Bassett is the furniture is all made in Bassett, Virginia. It's all made locally, and it's made to order within 30 days. So I think it's a good resource for furniture. They also have a huge library of fabrics to choose from. So I think that's a good source. Ethan Allen is another one that I recommend. There's two showrooms, one in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and we did have the manager of the Bridgewater store on as a guest on Modern Design a couple weeks ago, Penny Passera, and she did a wonderful job talking to us about the new Ethan Allen and how Ethan Allen has changed. It's become more approachable, less traditional, much more transitional, interesting fabrics, very updated. So I recommend Ethan Allen a lot. There's also a showroom in Watchung, New Jersey that I like, Bridgewater or Watchung. And those are good resources. For those of you that are in North Jersey, there was a furniture store up off of 287 called Bograd's, which had closed, but now I'm told is back in business. So Bograd's up off of, if you Google it, it's up off of 287 in northern New Jersey, is a store I like a lot. They do a good job on furniture. In Chester, New Jersey, there's a furniture store that's been there for a long time that has a pretty fair prices on furniture. It's called Rolling Hills Furniture, and they're right off Route 202, 206 in Chester, New Jersey, and they're another resource for furniture. And then in Califon, New Jersey, there's a furniture store, a family-owned furniture store, called Satriano's, and it's a little bit more of a traditional, older-fashioned furniture store, but they have great pieces, they have great prices, and good customer service. So those are some of the ones off the bat that I use for furniture, and I hope you have luck with that. Okay, my next question comes to me. It doesn't have a name on it, but it does say, do people still use wallpaper borders? I want to put one in my son's bedroom. Okay, very good question, and I had a client ask me for a wallpaper border the other day and kind of made fun of her a little bit to her face in a nice way. But we remember back in the 1980s, many of us remember that the wallpaper borders were pretty popular and pretty bad. And I would say for the most part, I really hate wallpaper borders and don't like them. The exception is if you do have a child's room and you want to do some sort of a theme. I see on a lot of my clients' children's room, they do stickers, which I'm not a big fan of stickers, and stickers look like stickers. So if you have maybe a specialty theme, whether it be a sports theme or something dinosaurs or something that they're in, in that case, I really don't have a problem with juvenile wallpaper borders because they're easy to take down and change out. So if you wanted to do a wallpaper for a juvenile room, I think that's a great thing. I think you can do that. They're relatively inexpensive and easy to take down because chances are within a couple of years, your son's probably going to be interested in something else and that will come down with that much ease as long as you use sticks first and prep the walls. I think you'll be in very good shape. All right, my next question comes to me from Gary M., and he's in Garwood, New Jersey. And Gary writes to me saying, what can I do to make my living room brighter? I am in a building, I guess it's an apartment building, and can't have any recessed lighting. Good question. I had this with a client that I'm working with up in West Orange, New Jersey. She's in a high-rise. If you're in a high-rise, often because of the way they're laid out and then floors and so on, and multi-purpose buildings, multi-unit buildings, you aren't allowed to do recessed lighting in the ceiling, so it makes it difficult to add lighting. And this is talking about your living room. Well, there's a couple things that I can do, I think, when you don't have recessed lights in a space to make it brighter. Number one is common sense, starting with the windows in your room. You want to make sure that the windows in the room, they're completely exposed. If you want to do a window treatment, I say do a window treatment actually above the window. And then if you want to have if you want to have a pull-down blind or shade, that's a terrific thing. But we want to keep, during the day, we want to keep that up open and bright. So number one, make sure that your windows are free of window treatment, except for when that needs to be. And if you're in a living room space, unless you're very close to the next door neighbor's building, I'd probably keep them open, or again, have a blind or a shade that fits into some sort of a cornice that can disappear and come out when you need it to be. The second thing is working, believe it or not, with paint colors. And if you use Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams, there's a level called, there's something, if you look at the paint chart, called LRV, and that's called light reflecting value. And you want to pick a paint color that has a high LRV value, a light reflecting value. And it's not necessarily by just painting it white. White doesn't necessarily have the highest LRV. There are certain colors that are bright, and you don't have to be white to be bright. You can certainly be a certain color. Sometimes red is bright. Sometimes yellow is bright. Pick a color, a paint color. Ask the LRV value, light reflecting value, to get a bright look in the space. And then the third thing that I would recommend is a lot of floor light. Right now, lamps are quite beautiful and plentiful and not that expensive. So I would certainly add a lot of floor light. Floor lamps are terrific. I saw a floor lamp the other day that was beautiful, very modern-looking floor lamp with a great shade on it. Put lighting in the room. Add lamps. Lamps add texture. They add color. Add lamps to the room. Use a paint color that has a high light reflecting value. And keep those window treatments that the windows are completely open and not obscured by fabric. And those are certainly three inexpensive ways to brighten up your space. Gary, good luck with that. Okay, my next message here comes to me from Malcolm P., and he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And he asked me, I'm selling my house. What can I do to make it sell quickly? Okay, realtors are probably going to tell you lower the price because it makes it easier for them, but I'm going to give you a different solution. One of the things you can do when selling your home above all is to make it clutter free. And I tell people this all the time. As a test, go through every room in your home and walk through it in a perfect circle. If you can make a perfect circle around your room, then you know there's not too much clutter on the floor. If you have obstructions, then chances are the person that's walking through that with a realtor when you're not there is going to say, this space isn't big enough. There's too much clutter because it's too small, and they're going to move on. So that's something that costs no money. I tell people, but even before they bring the realtors out to look at the space, number one, get rid of clutter and clean. Number two, get rid of all personal items, personal pictures, and so on. We need to know that you've psychologically said, this is no longer my house. This is potentially somebody else's new home, and treat it as such. The third thing I would do, which is common sense, is to paint and make it look nice and fresh. A little bit of paint goes a long way. And I say to many people, if you can't afford to paint the whole space, just repaint your trim and doors. A fresh coat of white paint, trim paint, on the doors and the trim really make a house look new, even if you don't have the money to paint the entire house. So those are some basic things that you can do to make your house sell quickly. If you have the budget and you can bring in a stager, I think that's always the best. Sometimes stagers are very good at doing furniture placement, using your existing furniture and setting up in a way that makes the space look more open. Don't forget, what people are looking at when they're looking at your house with your furniture in it, they're not necessarily buying your furniture, but visually it's hard to be detached from what's already in the room. So if you have your furniture all surrounding each other and piled up on one side of the room and the other side is empty, that could be awkward, and it can be perceived as an awkward flow in a space. So sometimes even just one session with a stager, just using your existing stuff and moving your furniture around makes a house make more sense and really can help you achieve what you're looking for. Lighting is very important. Make sure that you change your bulbs out to brighter lights, because nobody wants to buy a dark house. Make sure the window treatments are up when you have a showing, and that the house looks bright, it looks light, that it's clean, that it's unencumbered with any sort of trash. And change out those, if you have a showing, take the garbage cans out, put them in the garage, have bags ready, and go ahead and make it look as if it's a model. So whether a house, because today whether a house is brand new, a year old, or 50 years old, people want they're buying a new house, they're looking for something that's reminiscent of a new house. So we have to sort of live a little bit lightly when we're trying to sell our home. Well, that comes to the end. It's 2:58 of another segment of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. I will be on vacation next week, so I won't be with you. We'll do one of our encore performances, and I will be back the following week with more of Modern Design and Modern Design 2. I thank you for supporting my programs, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks here on 100 in Chamber Radio with more of Modern Design. Thank you, and have a good day.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Univision anchor George Ramos is giving his side of the story after he was kicked out of Donald Trump's press conference in Iowa yesterday.
I said, I have a question on immigration. He didn't say anything. I stood up. I started my question. He didn't like my question.
Ramos tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump signaled for the security guard after he started asking his question. He was physically removed, though he was eventually allowed to return. The National Association of Hispanic Journalists is blasting Trump for having Ramos kicked out of the event. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, U.S. futures are pointing higher. Worldwide markets were mixed today, with Japan's Nikkei gaining more than 570 points and the Shanghai Composite Index closing down 1.3%. Nearly 57 million people in the U.S. and Canada play fantasy football, and it's costing employers. Fantasy football players spend an average of 1 hour managing their team each week, and most are doing it on the job. That cost job providers an estimated $16 billion in lost wages, according to consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents with a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more with 24-month special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chris Christie doesn't believe in Donald Trump's immigration plan, but rather that current laws simply need to be applied.
For 30 years, these folks in Congress, previous presidents, haven't enforced the law. And maybe I come at this from a really direct point of view, but what I believe is you're elected to enforce the law.
The New Jersey governor tells Fox News that the border needs to be secured, but many laws to enforce immigration are already in place. Christie adds that...